X-Factors on defense, John Harris, Drew Doherty, talking about who's going to do things that you might not have your eye on in 2017. How about you?
Well, when we talk defense, Drew, what's the first thing? I say defense to you, what do you think of?
J.J. Watt.
99, 90, 59. Those are the guys you think about, right? I think one guy that can really benefit from all that we don't talk a lot about is Andre Howe. This is a year that Andre Howe, I think, as a safety, it's now his second year as a safety, third year as a safety. It's really time for Andre to be that guy that picks off 5-6 passes. He's got a nose for the football. He knows where it's going. He knows his defense backwards and forwards. And I think, and the safeties have not gotten a lot of love from national pundits, in large part because we talk about Merciless and Clowney and Watt so much, and Bernardrick and Cushing. We talk about that front seven. And then when we talk about the corners, hey, we're getting Kevin Johnson back and J.J.'s already there. We don't talk about the safeties. And I think Andre Howe is a guy that works his tail off to get better at that position. He does a little bit of everything, but this is that year where he needs to really step forward. I think some people, me included, thought last year was going to be that year where he really broke out. I think this year can be that year and should be that year and needs to be that year for the safety group. I think Andre Howe is my X factor on defense.
I really like that choice, and I'm going to go with a safety duo to complement your Andre Howe choice, because I think with J.J. Watt coming back into the lineup,
yep,
this team, which was in the bottom third of the NFL as far as takeaways produced, yep, I think that jumps. I think they'll go to the top third. I think because of his presence and getting after the quarterback and making, you know, making the quarterback throw a little bit sooner than he wanted or getting a hand on a pass, I think the interceptions are going to rise. I think in large part because guys like Corey Moore and Curtis Drummond are going to be the beneficiaries of that. I think those two are sound when they play in that back end and can really do some nice things. I think they complement Andre Howe well. I think the safeties are going to be nice. I think you're going to see some really good things from the secondary.
I agree, Drew. I think Curtis Drummond, and I've talked to Corey Moore a lot. I love where Corey Moore has come from. I mean, the guy was a tryout player,
yeah,
in 2015. It's amazing to think about. He's a tryout player.
Both those guys, undrafted free agents.
Amazing. But I think Curtis Drummond is one of the smartest players that I've seen. And I thought that when he was at Michigan State. So when he got here to Houston, I was really excited. If he can stay healthy, I think Curtis Drummond can make a significant impact on his defense in some way, shape, or form. Maybe not playing every single play. Maybe not starting every single game. But I think Curtis Drummond is going to be a factor on that defense.
That's why they're